As you plan your summer vacation, it might be hard to fit everything you'd like to do into the 1 or maybe 2 weeks of leave you've saved up. In France, people are dealing with the opposite problem: too much time off. And as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, not everyone is able to enjoy all that vacation.
In a piece I wrote in May, I described how hard it is to get anything done with all the public holidays and vacation in France, especially the school vacation. French kids have 2 whole weeks off every 6 weeks, plus 2 months off in the summer. In response to my essay, I received loads of emails of support from expats. But do French people share my frustration? I meet Pauline Dubois on a park bench as she watches her 2 children play. Dubois is able to fully benefit from the system. For starters, she's a teacher, so she has the same time off as her kids. There are other reasons.
During the 2-week breaks throughout the year, we go to the family house in Brittany for at least one of the weeks. And the other week, I usually take care of them with the help of one of their grandmothers.
A country house and dependable grandparents are key, and Dubois' husband, like most French people since the advent of the 35-hour work week, has about 9 weeks of vacation. She admits not everyone is as fortunate.
Not everybody can get away. As a teacher, after the February vacation, I see the kids who have tan marks from their ski goggles and those who don't.
Annick Metefia works with the Observatory for Inequalities. She says vacation in France is seen as a human right, but it does divide the haves from the have-nots.
When you have a system, indeed, where there is quite a lot of vacation, you have the children in the poor families who don't go on vacation.
That's my test of my one.
Ah, okay. Very good.
But it's not just the poor who can't get away. Canadian Rayanne Dupree and her French husband are self-employed, so they don't have paid leave.
I have somehow been made to feel that my child has fallen behind because she doesn't have a star yet in skiing in the French Alps.
Yes, Paris elementary schools run inexpensive day camps when school's out, and the city offers recreational activities for children on a sliding fee scale. But after about age 9, many kids don't want to go to the day camp. Even they realize it isn't true vacances. I meet Pascal Achard waiting for a bus with her 2 children. For her, a working mother, the kids' constant breaks are a hassle, but she says with the long, intense French school days, the children need the break.
Yes, they have a lot of vacation, but we are used to it. I mean, we've been born like this, with this rhythm, and we are used to it. And for me, at the end of the 6 weeks, they need to get off.
For an expat not used to that rhythm, it seems the country is always off. At certain times of the year, it's hard to get your car fixed or make a doctor's appointment. Michel Ruggiero owns a small cafe near the Eiffel Tower. He says he struggles. The month of May almost has more days off than work days with all the national holidays, he says. Then there's the long vacation in August. He says his cafe's well-heeled residential neighborhood is often empty. Ruggiero's brother has come in for a coffee. He describes himself as a blue-collar worker and disagrees about the days off. Our vacation and days off can never be sacrificed, says Ruggiero. We've worked too hard for them. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.